doing this in the monologue.
I did.
Yeah, that was all the jokes you wrote on. But we were talking about fame, and presumably y'all want to be famous. What does it take to get famous anymore? What do you have to do?
It'll be way hot. It'll be really hot.
That would help. Yeah,
it helps a lot.
Yeah, we don't have that, so.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to be hot anymore. You could be anything now. It just depends.
And why do you have so many followers then?
I don't.
You don't have
I feel like that's something I learned with comedy is actually I would really love people to buy tickets to my show, but I would really love to not be famous.
This is what people say. You don't want to be famous? Do you want to be famous, Anthony?
I just want to taste the fame.
I want to be rich. I think that's what people mean. They're like, I want to be famous. And I think people want to be rich.
I just don't want to care about money. I don't care about being rich. I just don't want to have to think about money.
Do you want to be like, when you're at the coffee shop, somebody like buys you like a coffee?
Are you hijacking his show right now?
Well, I mean, I'll land.
Okay. His name is
All right.
I mean, if you can't afford coffee, I think you're...
That's actually happened to me, and I mean, it's nice, but I wouldn't say that's like famous. Sometimes they just do that because they're like, pay for the person behind me. So it's like, because they recognize who you were.
Like, you literally just hit the level of fame I want. I want to be famous enough to get free shit.
Well, for the barista to give you the free coffee.
That's all right.
Oh, who it is. Here you go.
Hey, can you take a picture? Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. And walk the fuck away.
Anthony, I think what you really want is coupons.
I would also take free passes, yeah. I get paid for drink tickets quite a bit.
I mean, that's kind of what we do.
This is all free. Do you want to be famous, Josh?
It's the same. No, I don't. Fame seems very like.
This is a panel full of liars.
Yeah. No, I want to be able to sell out shows when I go on the road.
Yeah.
That's. I like to have like the idea of having your own audience, like people that are coming to see you specifically because they like your personality, your jokes. But I.
Fame's the dark side of making money off of your art.
Yeah.
All right, that was philosophical.
Wore black for a reason, damn.
How about you, Steve?
I mean, I only tell any jokes. I would like to be able to live comfortably off of that. But I still, somebody might have seen me changing in the parking lot before this show. I have to work a day job, and that's the luxury of comedy.
Okay.
It'd be cool to like have a limo to change in, I guess, but I'm probably still going to be changing in parking lots for the rest of my life.
Fame gets you into places.
That's your
key
now, is changing parking lots.
I was so embarrassed by it, but I was aroused, so yeah.
Are you doing, do you have a TikTok? What the fuck is TikTok? Do you have one?
I don't have a TikTok. Honestly, I tried TikTok and it was, I felt like overwhelming. You can't watch the videos without the sound. And then it just automatically plays the next one, and so it feels like you're sucked into
I feel like you can watch the videos without the sound if the people are hot.
I think you're watching for different reasons.
You can turn your volume all the way down, but you can't just not play sound, otherwise it pauses the video.
Alright, well, she's a stoner. Stoners have fucking Netflix on with captions. I can't hear it. I gotta keep smoking.
I'm listening to a podcast and watching videos. I can't have the sound all the way down.
I hear myself. But do you have TikTok?
I have one. I don't check it. I post rarely.
Is it real? Even I'm honestly asking. Is it even a real? Are the people on there real? Is it
Chinese
robots?
Yeah. I know people that are legit banking on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say every person in here, a lot of them do have a TikTok, and yet none of them follow me. So
good.
You said you don't care about it. Why would they care?
Oh, I don't check it. Doesn't mean I
do think that's part of it, though. You have to be like interactive. People do really well
all the time.
They
yeah.
interact and are constantly yeah. like.
That's the algorithm.
I have a friend, Jacob Jonas. He's had a couple things like go viral, and the amount of times, and not everything goes viral, and the need.
Yeah, they understand.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. But it's like, he's like obsessively like checking and always like reacting to like whatever's going on his posts. That feels like, I've been in toxic relationships with women, you know what I mean? Like, I experienced that already. I don't need to do that on myself, you know?
I just don't care about people enough.
I had a non-comic friend go viral, and it was so fucking frustrating, but it was the coolest video. He rammed this, like, 2:30 in the morning in Vegas on Halloween. He pulls up to this intersection, and there's a naked man fighting a cop, and the naked man gets in the car and steals the cop's car, and it's... I wish, I'm so jealous of him. He sold it for money. And why can't I go viral, you know?
I personally hate the whole TikTok going viral. Like the hot tour shit.
Oh my god, the Oilers fan? You guys see her?
Oh, Oilers girl. Yeah, Oilers girl. She dumped him out.
It don't censor her, Brandon.
I'm okay with Twitter. Because this is a shitty part. One, everybody just knows the hot tour girl. Nobody knows. She's not the one that filmed that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's not the one that filmed
wait,
that.
Wait, this is all, by the way, coming from the guy who doesn't do TikTok. But
I know. It's on everything, dude. I've seen
what that. Is it? What's the hot
tip? Well, but he was the guy who took the one with the microphone.
What? Brumwell? Yeah. Really? You don't know? Yeah. Of all the people in the world.
All the people. Go ahead, hit him with it, man. If I do it, it's
on
the
floor. She didn't react out spitting on his head. You got it.
She hopped Louie on.
Yeah.
It's, just, it's like how spend close you can get to porn without being porn.
Sometimes it is
weird because
really
it's on the internet.
It's not close.
So
it's
you can go closer.
You can go a lot closer to porn, I think, than just a girl.
What is the thing she's spitting on?
Somebody had put a microphone on. Somebody asked her a question.
The imaginary dick.
I mean, there's no dick.
I don't care.
Could be a butthole. Nobody knows.
Yeah, you just start spinning.
Just
yeah.
Start talking to shit. Ooh, my shit.
It could be the back of somebody's neck. You don't know what people might get to. It won't be a
shoe. A shoe.
So is it that we're not this creative that we can come up with this stuff, or we just have to even...
They didn't come up with it. The guy who filmed it, he's out there and just... grinding for this content,
yeah.
Asking people questions, what's something special you can do in the bedroom? And then that girl was drunk and was like, you got a hot tune and spit on that thing. And then that is what.
She took it to
the
whole
exactly.
She's
that
never going to have to work a day again in her life.
Well, actually, her and the Oilers fan who pulled her tooth out, they both afterwards, people were like looking for them and they deleted all their social media.
Because they don't want that.
Oh,
they
don't
want that smoke.
Right. They were like, shit
face
at this game, and
yep.
Now
it's
on my kids.
I've seen Oilers girl post a video since, and she is like the hockey's version of Meet Me Outside, Catch Me Outside.
Yeah.
She has a follow-up video that's very entertaining.
Really?
Yeah, she's a fucking
right.
True Canadian hockey fan.
She's like a middle-aged woman, right?
Yeah, she don't give no fucks.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I never saw the Oilers, so she just what, she flashed?
Well, let's put it on the screen right now.
Yeah,
hold
on.
See, this is all like in the old days. Like, Catch Me Outside is one thing. In the old days, you had to really do something to get famous.
You had to go on Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
You
Oprah.
You had to kill 15
women. Are we on Dr. Phil right now? I'm sorry. I thought I was on Dr. Phil. The mushrooms have been working.
That's what was it.
You are the father.
We'll be right back.
But that was the thing. Like now, I mean, you had to kind of. It's so easy. It seems like I don't know how long the spit on a hot tuna girl is gonna stay famous. But you used to have to like you know change genders or you had to do something.
I mean, Kim Kardashian made a pretty successful career off of that one moment.
That's the number two video of all time on Pornhub.
What's number one? What's number one?
Harvey Weinstein jerking off on it. I talked about this earlier. It's really though, Kim Kardashian is number two all time on Pornhub.
I believe.
And a girl told me that. I'm not even. It's been a while since I watched.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been this famous had she not also then started a reality show and just let everybody. I mean, that's what social media is. You know, it's like now you're filming your own reality show. You got to constantly be letting people in on what you're doing. Correct. We followed them around.
You mean that's keeping up with Kardashian?
Yeah.
So she did the sex tape, then she did.
And then, yeah, that was
and then people were interested, so you start a reality show, and now people know every single thing that has ever happened in your family. They know everyone in your family's name, every person you've ever hung out with.
By your
makeup. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Download your app.
She started businesses since, but I wouldn't say business woman at first.
She loves it, though. She loves it.
She wants it.
But you know how crazy this is? Paris Hilton walked so Kim Kardashian could.
Pete Davidson? Yeah.
Yeah.
a ton of people.
Dude, that
that's what I'm saying. You got to see everything. Of course,
people flex.
Travis Scott.
I
just keep naming rappers. And I'll probably.
But here's my question. All these things have been done. Sex tape, changing, whatever. What could you pop, what hasn't been done?
Here's
the next move.
Here's my suggestion. Is the five of us move into a house together and we put cameras in every single room.
Right.
This has been done.
And we'll call it Big Brother.
That's you? That's
yo,
street art.
It takes hours to go through the footage.
I say we take it to the streets, like literally. Homeless reality show.
Bump fights? Bump fights are
already nah. We get to see them actually come up.
You remember
to
that?
You know what I'm saying? Like they get to leave the streets to actual debt. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I want to see.
That's very inspirational. That's great. How do you choose? Is it just being like, I like you more, you stay here?
I think they should have to fight each other.
Whoever you can find is amazing around there on the show.
Oh, yeah.
find the person that's kind of not dependent on drugs so much that we can't.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah. You gotta have a couple drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. This show sucks.
Even harder.
get bored. Like,
did anyone actually get famous from any of these reality, like American Idol?
I can name one for the worst reasons. There was a child on Wife Swap. He was a kid. He wasn't one of the adults. He was a kid, and that kid later became known as Balloon Boy. Balloon Boy grew up. Balloon Boy was on Wife Swap, and now we all know who he is.
Yeah.
I assume maybe.
I don't know his name. I just know him as Balloon Boy.
Yeah, but like he wasn't even in the balloon.
A kid from Wife Swap is also the Wife Swap murderer.
Well,
there was,
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah,
Wife Swap murderer.
Yeah, I think I had more on Balloon Boy's side for that.
Wife Swap murderer might be genius because they always look at the spouse. As the first, I don't know.
Your eyes had me though.
The show.
I was
hiring hit people to come kill your significant other, and then you just swap back. Wow.
Now that's a show.
What do you think is the dumbest thing anyone's ever got famous for?
Man, there's a bunch of them.
Honestly, the Catch Me Outside girl is high.
That's on Dr. Phil, too, right? That was on Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go with Teen Mom.
Which one?
The whole series.
The whole series?
She's having 16-year-olds be pregnant, and now, I mean,
see,
yeah, now they have a following. They've been on reality shows since they were 16. Some of them are rich as fuck, and it's like, oh, good for you, you got pregnant.
I don't mind Teen Mom. It's Octomom and like Jenny K plus A. Those girls are none of them are normal. Like, yeah, like the Octomom was like insane, man. Yeah.
You think it's better to glorify teen pregnancy than for a white husband and white family?
I mean, I grew up around Mexicans, man. Like teen pregnancy is normal. That's right, man. Yeah.
I'm gonna upset some people here, but I have to say Summer House. The people on say, anybody watch Summer House in here?
Next one knows if you know what Summer House is. I don't.
I've never seen it.
Wow. Oh my god,
you fucking struck out.
No, well, listen, that makes me so fucking happy. There's people that you'll hear friends talking about the show. It's the worst fucking show in the world. And it's just rich people being rich. And nobody watches Bravo. I fucking love you guys. My God. You guys are amazing.
Well, I like Drag Race, man. That's on Bravo.
I love Drag Race.
All right, we're not talking about favorite shows. What the fuck
happened? who least deserves to be famous? The people in Summer House. But,
Kardashians.
Donald Trump.
What's that? Vander something rules. Not you, Blue. That's not you, Blue.
Yeah.
It's that
Vanderpump.
Whoever was on the show Riverdale.
I think they least deserve to be famous, but like, you know, like the Catch Me Outside girl is a great example because to be honest, she was a problem child and her mom took her on Dr. Phil and then she got famous for that one fucking phrase. And then she like was trying to rap and then at 18 she went on OnlyFans. The day she went on OnlyFans, she made like $50 million. She has generational wealth.
That's crazy.
From that.
It's not even a good OnlyFans either, you know?
It's what?
It's not even a good OnlyFans either, you know?
It's just her and her mom fighting.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but Pat Sajak had no reason to ever do
it. Really? I've never heard that.
The guy was fucking worthless. The guy lived in our living rooms for so fucking long, and he did nothing for us.
Is Wheel of Fortune or is he covered?
Wheel of Fortune. Oh, God. The guy said he was a fucking veteran, and all he did was DJ the radio for 2 years in America. He didn't even do it overseas. He complained about making fucking millions. He made more than Tom Brady, and he worked for fucking 18 days a year and said that Tom Brady was making too much money. That fucking guy, I'm so glad that he's fucking retired. I hate him so much. That guy never should have been famous, and we let it happen. And this is all of our faults.
What's the show he hosts?
He just retired. Wheel of Fortune. For fucking 41 goddamn years.
Maybe like Maury, he's not really doing a lot.
I don't think Maury's been out
too much. I like the you're not the boss. Like he was the one that like really.
I remember when he was a good journalist talking to enjoying twins, trying to live a good life, and then everything turned to fucking you're the father. You're not the father. Motherfucker, go back.
The episodes where they would like confront people with their fears were some of the best episodes.
Yeah, I agree.
That shit. You guys don't remember when the woman was terrified of marshmallows, so they chased after her dressed as a marshmallow?
Like
she
wasn't
actually. It was so good.
And what about Lizzo?
Fat in prison, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, fuck it.
He's getting real football. I'm not short inches at all. And probably some real tuna. Y'all figure that out. That's gross.
Okay, here's a question. How many celebrities maximum? Can everybody be famous? Is there a number that we can actually have? Are we past that number? Already too many people
famous? I actually think that now. I think things are getting so big that now because there's celebrities that a ton of people know and millions of people follow that like some of us have never heard of. So I actually think it's getting so big that there's going to be like individual groups that are like really famous to some people and then other people, you know. So I don't think there's a limit because.
I also think that people's like attention spans are way smaller, so people fall out of fame. Like people will get obsessed with like Stoney and Blaze, but like, is he going to be anything in like 3 years? You don't know Stoney and Blaze?
No.
Well, keep not going.
Ask the audience. Ask the audience that's never heard of fucking Summer House if they know who Stoney and Blaze.
Do you guys know who Stoney and Blaze is? Make some noise.
I feel like the only time I feel like there's too many celebrities is this time of year, presidential election. And it's like, motherfucker, where does that ego come from?
Scott Baio was doing shit like 8 years ago.
Name that Lifetime movie. That's what it had to be, a Lifetime movie. Or Tubi.
All right.
What?
Tubi. See, it's too low of a streaming service. Nobody knows about it. It's the free, Tubi is the streaming service of the people. Tubi, damn it. You gotta watch commercials, but fuck y'all.
I think there's like a ranking system for famous people. Like they're ranked, right? Like A-list celebrity, B-list, right? And I think it's like a pyramid scheme where the further down you go. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm actually a Q-list celebrity. Yeah. So there's never enough room for
He's QAnon.
You're a Q.
Right. I've hacked 3 of your accounts, but I'm not going to tell you which 3.
That's yours.
So you think we're already, I kind of agree with what you're saying, that it's drifting into you're only famous to some, you're relatively
you
famous.
You can be in your own bubble.
And there's these bubbles that aren't just one who's famous bubble anymore.
But it's also,
some people do.
But social media is also literally hyperbole. Like, so, who was it? Taylor Swift, Jason Whitlock said something.
would you be a celebrity couple, or would you want to date somebody who's not famous?
Depends on what they do.
A lot of people have their own money, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like I don't like to be the one, the breadwinner, you know what I mean? I haven't been on my own cell phone plan, you know? I've always been on my girlfriend's cell phone plan. Like, I want to be the scrub, you know? I want to be the floor in the relationship, you know what I mean? Yeah, always
want
to.
So you
want to
be the normal guy who dates a celebrity.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody needs sugar mama at least once.
This is why y'all just want free shit.
Well, give me that.
Living on your girlfriend.
Nah, we want free shit because this is America, goddamn. I don't know. If
I don't know why
me.
Not. I mean, I am literally married to another comedian, but I don't know why that would
be. But he's going to get famous
if
first.
If you're really famous, it's going to be in the spotlight anyway, so I don't care.
Sure. It depends on what they do, though. I couldn't imagine being in Travis Kelce's position. Like, he's literally dating the most.
That's weird.
One of the most famous people on the planet.
Yeah, and he has a brain tumor. That's the really difficult part.
It's weird though, because it grows inside out. That's a football joke.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be, what you're saying is you don't want to be under.
It can't be that much more famous. Like Lisa Marie Presley, Michael Jackson. That is a drastic difference in fame. You know what I mean?
You're right about the old references.
What the fuck?
U.S. West to get your title fixed.
Abraham was way more famous than Ruth. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying. I mean, who came up more? Joseph or Mary? Yes. Let's be real. Let's be real. Can you deal with that Mary shadow? Can you deal with that Mary shadow? It's literally, it's the...
Get that grocery out of my face, man.
Literally,
so then also... You are probably full of shit, though. You wouldn't marry Beyonce?
No.
Okay.
No. Y'all can say, y'all can talk shit to me all you want. I genuinely don't give a fuck about a lot of that shit. Dude, there are very many. Shakira can walk in here, and I have a legit.
You think Shakira's hotter than Beyonce?
Exactly. He's like, this is going to ruin the tour. The cop is like, what tour? The world tour.
The world tour.
Like, the DUI didn't ruin the tour. The ticket sales not selling ruined the tour. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, like, I thought, I grew up in a world where Justin Timberlake was untouchable. Like, you know, Sexy Back was, like, huge. And, like, I thought Justin, and then Jessica Biel was, like, my childhood crush. And, you know, he was a white guy from Memphis, so it was weird that, like, I felt like he was a white guy that was allowed to say the N-word. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, well, not anymore. But, yeah. Yeah. He lost it. He lost it. That's what I'm saying. There was a time. 2006, he could have said it twice in a year. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now he's at -4. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's, yeah. And so, I don't want to be famous. I want to be successful. That you can clap now. All right.
Josh Anderson, everybody. First of all, keep clapping. Okay, then. Thank you. I would like to be famous so that I could go out to everybody in this country and have a serious talk because I fucking hate Pat Sajak so much. And you guys let him fucking in to your houses, this fucking monster, and you still fucking love this sack of shit. Listen, let's talk after the show. I hate him so much.
Steve Vanderpling, everybody. Give some noise.
I think I agree with Josh. It's not that you want to be famous, it's that you want to be successful. You want to do this as your job and pay for shit. And I will say that a few weeks ago I was here with this headliner who really wanted to go to Casa Bonita, and they just called him up and they were like, hey, this is, you know, you guys are in a lottery, okay? You guys have been waiting to go for 2 years. And they called him up and they were like, yeah, he'd really like to go to Casa Bonita, and they just let him. So
Burke Kreischer?
I think what?
Was it Burke Kreischer?
Burke Kreischer also got to go.
I know, I saw him. Yeah.
But no, so I think that would be a great perk. I would love to go to Casa Bonita. but I will say he still had to wait in line. So you know how famous are
you? You know who hangs out at Casa Bonita? It's Elon Musk, likes that place. So.
He actually goes there once a month. Actually, that's like some real shit.
Does he really go there?
Yeah.
Are you just lying to me?
No, you know,
that's the most important
part. Boy, you guys have a really low fucking.
You want to know how
Twitter.
Famous I want to be? I want to be Elon Musk and I want to go to Casa Bonita. And I don't want anybody to know about it.
Everyone's going to know about it.
Ben, you would be so famous you have a private room at Casa Bonita. It's like a separate guy in a gorilla costume, a separate diver.
Boy, this is weak shit. Georgia Kasai, everybody, give it up for her. Anthony, what do you think?
We're just talking about how famous we want to be, right?
So, yeah, that was the question.
I legit, like I said earlier, I want to be famous enough to get free shit, but not famous enough for TMZ. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to find that.
Just below TMZ is
just
such a good
thing. Just below TMZ, right?
That's like Jason Bateman level.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm still crushing it, bro. I'm still fucking crushing life. You know, like, I'm like that dude whose name you can never think of that's in every fucking TV show. It's like, motherfucker, he played Booger. I mean,
yeah, not Martin Lawrence. The one with Martin Lawrence.
Martin, yeah. But it's the who played? Oh, goddamn! What was it? That shit. I want to be that famous. You know what I mean? I want to be Snacky famous.
You're looking for McLovin famous.
Yeah, bro. What does that do?
Exactly.
I want to know.
I want to be that famous.
And I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Me too.
All right.
It's like go big or go home. You're gonna hear it.
Yeah.
You're gonna hear it.
Novoselic. Chris Novoselic, bitch.
Fuck you,
yeah, what's up?
It was sounding the fuck up.
You want to run?
That guy ran for senator and lost horribly. It was awesome.
What's that?
All right,
the base
well, hey, hey, keep it going for, what's his name? How about the panel, everybody? Give them a little big round of applause. What did you stand up for you now? Let me go backstage. Thanks so much. Keep it going for them. Josh Emerson, Anthony Crawford, Steve Van Kloog, Jody Comstock. Give me fucking chords up here. How's it going, everybody? You enjoying the show? I thought it was a little slow paced. But...